What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
And today we are reviewing Eighth Grade.
Mm-hmm. New film, Eighth Grade. Comes out on August 3rd in Kansas City and beyond. So I think that's when it goes nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, so it's nationwide then. Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. What did you think overall?
Overall, the review I gave it to the person who was outside the theater was... it made me feel like I was reliving middle school all over again. And in a good way, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd want to watch it.
No.
Again, just because it was really good. But I think it's one of those movies where it's like, okay, it took me back to that, you know, time in your life when you are super confused, you're super scared about
super
what
awkward,
high school
right.
is going to bring.
Yeah, and you just don't feel comfortable at all in your skin, especially teenage girl. So, Eighth Grade, just to read a little bit about what it's about. An introverted teenager tries to survive the last week of her disastrous eighth grade year before leaving to start high school. So this is her last week of eighth grade and she's focusing on high school, and it stars Ellie Fisher and Josh Hamilton, written and directed by Bo Burnham, who's a comedian. So, yeah. And I know this, this film made the circuits at different festivals, and I think it's Sundance and it was a big hit. So, a lot of people are really excited about it coming out.
And a lot of people can relate to it, even though when I was in middle school and you were in middle school, we didn't have, social media, but we can all relate to she's going through the main character is going through the same thing that I feel like a lot of us go through or feel. The main character is Kayla. And I also thought when I was watching this, it's like, you know, she's coming where this is from a point of view of an introverted girl. But I think even when you're that age, you feel, even if you're considered popular, you still kind of feel like an outsider.
Well, yeah.
You're trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
And there are hormones. And,
right.
And
they did a really great job of nailing what it's like to be 13, 14, uncomfortable in your own skin. Introverted, too. I mean, I was just like this girl in most of my life. But, you know, like, I just... Oh, God, it just gave me so much anxiety because I remember what it was like to feel that way. And so, you know, you're unsure of yourself and you think you're trying to be cool, and and you analyze every stupid thing you say. And, you know, it's just, they really hit the nail on the head.
Well, and the fact that I thought what was interesting element to this film is that she is trying to live a life that she is trying to emulate other, like, YouTube stars or whatever, but no one's really watching.
Right.
So she's trying to work through all these feelings, doing the things that she watches other people do, but she's not getting that, you know. I mean, she's trying to build up confidence and act like what she thinks she's supposed to.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So she makes these videos and she's on. The social media thing is just so spot on now. Like, I can't even imagine what it is like to be that age with social media, because it is just, oh man, awful. So she, you know, there's a whole, that whole scene where the one girl's mom invites her to the pool party of the popular girl, and she's like, obviously knows that she's not, the girl doesn't really want her to go. Like, that whole thing is just.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I don't know if, we never really had parties at our place.
Yeah,
I lived in the country.
Yeah,
like,
same.
But you never, there was never a conversation, but I know friends who had had conversations about, why do we have to invite that person or whatever. But it seemed, and in this film, the mother, she has ulterior motives. She wants to invite Kayla's dad to get him to go to the party so she can chat with him and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's so, just, you know, there's just so many.
But it doesn't change, you know, like.
Right.
I think, everyone can relate because this is, no matter what decade you grew up in, no matter if you had social media or not, you can still relate. Everyone's still going through those same awkward growing
years. And I think you can still, I know I can still relate sometimes because I still, you know, have a little bit of social anxiety here and there. And so I completely understand. Like, it's just so relatable on so many levels. So anyway, can we talk about Elsie Fisher, who's the lead in this, Kayla? She is fantastic. She is an actual 13 or 14 year old girl, so, you know. And she was really great. She did a really great job of just playing a teenager. So
well, and I kept thinking during her monologue at the very beginning of eighth grade, where it's like, oh my gosh, is she, I wonder how many times it took her to do this, because it was a nonstop
edit. Right.
And I'm always impressed by that, because it was a long monologue, mm-hmm. and like, just her facial expressions to, there were a lot of ums or a lot of this. So mm-hmm. it's like, she has to consciously think of doing these. Like, I was very impressed by that.
It's very real. They did a very good job of being real about this sort of thing, because, you know, you see her, you know, acne and everything, and you know, and she wakes up just to put on makeup so she can take pictures in her bed. Like, she just woke up, and it's just cute because it's like, I don't know. That's what you do when you're 13, you know? So you obsess about all of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And trying to be someone that you're not. Exactly. And the person you want to be, which that, it's good. You need to have something to strive for. But and kind of the journey of this film is that the person that she was a week before, so this is over the course of just a week of the last week of her eighth grade year, that she grew as a character. And it was from where she was at the beginning to the where she was at the end. There's hope. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's she's ready for what comes next.
I think so.
And I think it's a good reminder for everyone, no matter what phase of life that you're in, that, you know, there is all there. You cannot stop change. Your life is going to change, whether it's changing a job, whether it's moving, whether it's getting married, whether it's getting divorced, whether it's changing a relation or, you know, ending a relationship, starting a relationship. Like, it, you know, I whenever there's like the end of the year, I always kind of look back of what happened in this past, this last year. And it's just like, oh my gosh, there's, I kind of feel, you know, sometimes like, oh, nothing really happened this year. And then you look back and you're like, oh God, a lot happened this year. Like, you know, stuff at work or stuff in my personal life or stuff with my friends or trips or whatever. And, but it's a good reminder that people think that, oh, things are bad right now or I'm going through a hard time. It's like, well, just give it a minute.
Yeah, you know, and it's really nice because at the end of the movie, Kayla kind of talks to herself again, her future self, you know, saying like, you might not think that everything's great right now, but you've come so far since then. And, you know, it is, that is a reminder that like, when you're in the moment, things may feel shitty or not great. But then when you look back, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. So, or you look at where you are now. So,
And I think that's a good reason to keep a journal or kids keep diaries. I mean, when I was younger, I did a little bit. I journaled here or there.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I remember going back when I was in college and finding those before I was moving. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I thought that was the worst time of my life. It was never going to get better.
Even I used to journal in my early 20s. And I stopped for a while, but anyway, I found it recently and I read it and I was like, this is ridiculous. Even in my early 20s, I was like, I can't believe that this is, anyway, it was just a lot of, you know, dumb stuff. I'm like, why was I so worried about this? Anyway.
But journaling is very therapeutic too.
It's true.
Obviously she was doing that in a way that's more digital.
Right.
But I like that idea of, did you guys ever do anything like that with like a time capsule where, you know, you start middle school,
no,
you start high school?
No, we didn't do anything like that.
I was like, when I was watching the film, I'm like, what a cool idea.
I know, that is a great idea.
And for you to go back at the end of the time at through middle school or high school or whatever, and be like where you started. And
right.
I think it really gives you a great perspective.
I know,
that, on,
that
oh
was
gosh.
A great idea. I know. Hmm. And we also didn't have 8th grade graduation, so I don't know if that was ever, I don't know if that's a
like
thing
we
everywhere.
Did.
We didn't.
I don't know.
I think we, I'm pretty sure we had an assembly, but we didn't have like the cap and gowns and
yeah.
stuff, so, but I remember.
We definitely didn't have cap and gowns.
Right. I don't remember that.
I think we did, like, we had some kind of graduation. I don't know if I don't even know if I went. I didn't even go to my college graduation.
I barely remember middle school.
Right. I graduated in December, and so,
yeah.
You know, it's like, man, like, I'm working. Like, I don't have time to
right.
go back,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And by then, it was yeah. 6 months later, you know? But,
no, I get you.
But I think, I really think high school was the only graduation of mine I ever went to.
Yeah.
I think so.
And it's one of those milestones you just do, you
mm-hmm.
know, like go to prom and stuff.
Yeah.
And
those things are all important. I
right.
know when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. It's like, well, you need to do it to
right.
experience it.
Right. Exactly. It's just one of those
things.
So
you can grow because you, when you get older, you need to look back on it and say, oh, I did it. I did this. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Because it's just that fear of unknowing.
Yes.
That holds a lot of people back.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, remember we went to that thing with Amy Poehler and Paul Rudd?
Yes.
And they were doing a panel,
amazing.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Or kind of a chat here in Kansas City. And it was right after Amy's book, Yes, Please, came out.
Yes. You're
and
right.
And she had mentioned, she's like, you know, I've learned over my life that I need to say yes to things, even though I'm scared to death of it.
Right.
I don't want to do it. But she's like, I always learn something from an experience, or I will miss out on something, or maybe I won't meet someone who could really make a difference in my life, or
mm-hmm.
have a connection that I need to for my next job or my next whatever project. So
yeah,
that's really good advice. And
yeah,
I remember after that I have taken that advice on certain things.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So yeah. Yeah, and that's one reason, because I was having a conversation with someone about, oh yeah, you know, you have to say yes to things, and then I was put in a situation where I was like, oh shoot, I'm gonna have to take my advice and take, you know, and listen to what I was saying.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Again, easier said than done.
It is very easier said than done. Exactly. So, you know, just gotta do what you feel right,
mm-hmm.
I guess. You know, I think this film, there are some inappropriate moments. I think this is a good film that you should, if you have a teenage daughter or son, it might be, it's a good, I think it's a good movie to go to, because I think it's going to open up a lot of conversations
mm-hmm.
that you should have with your kids, especially in this digital age. I told my sister about it. I have a niece who's 13, who's going into 8th grade. And I do think that, you know, even there's some uncomfortable moments, it's not gratuitous, so it's nothing real bad. And, I mean, let's be honest, they're all 13. They're going to be talking about some of these things anyway. So, anyway, yeah, I read a lot of reviews from parents who took their kids and said this is a really good movie because
really?
it opens up conversations about different things.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, so I think, you know, I think it is rated R, but, you know, I do think it would be a good thing to take your teenagers to. Because
yeah,
you can
I guess
all
so.
Relate.
We sort of talked about this right after
yeah.
we screened the movie, and I was like, yeah, I guess you're right.
I think it depends on your relationship with your kids and how you feel about it, obviously.
Yeah.
But like I said, I read a lot of reviews from parents who said, and even teenagers who saw it and said, this is something that I relate to, and I'm glad I went and saw it with my mom or whatever.
Mm.
So. Anyway.
I don't know if I would have...
I would not feel comfortable, but I understand. There's also a lot of things in this film where I'm like, my sister would not put up with any bit of this. She has
yeah.
she has a lot of attitude in this movie. She's a 13-ager,
mm-hmm.
but there's also, I don't know, there's a
yeah.
whole scene where the dad lets the girl go home with a bunch of teen, like, high schoolers. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
She's 13.
Yeah.
You're going to let her catch a ride with a bunch of, like, I was right. like, that would never happen. Yeah. Never.
Well, and so it is an interesting dynamic between Kayla and her dad.
Yeah.
Played by Josh Hamilton. And he, and you know, they never, and that was the one thing I'm thinking about, they never really explain. I mean, I guess the mom left.
Yeah, they briefly mention it.
Very, very briefly. Yeah, but throughout the movie, I kept thinking, I wonder what happened to the mom. I wonder what happened to the mom. Mm-hmm. There's got to be something. But then I'm like, eh, do we really need to know? We don't need
to know. I don't think so. Yeah.
But it was nice to kind of throw that in. Like, oh, she left.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to be the cool dad. Right. And he's trying
which is another good point. I mean, there are, probably are a lot of parents out there that are struggling. Like, how do I parent this teenager who is full of hormones and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know.
I will say the one part I thought that was unrealistic was that she didn't have any friends.
Yeah, I think so too.
I thought that was strange because I really can't think back, and it was a long time ago, but even in school or middle school or high school, I mean, people I mean...
Yeah.
There wasn't anyone that didn't have, like, a group to hang out with or someone who wasn't a friend. Like, usually you bond. Like, it wasn't like she was super...
She wasn't super weird or anything. She's just a regular kid. So, yeah, I don't know.
I was expecting some kind of, you know, some kind of relationship with... well, luckily it wasn't with the gay kid. That gets old.
Yeah, that's true.
But, oh, two weird kids hang out together, you know. Yeah. But it's like, I thought she would at least have, like, a little bit of a group of friends. Which I thought that part was unrealistic.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Because even, like, I was very shy, very, very shy in middle school. And even I had... Well, I had my sister who was automatic built-in friend.
Right, you had your twin sister.
Twin sister. So. You know, even I had some friends. You know, so, and I was weird. Come on, I was a weird kid. We're all weird kids, yes. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. But I think maybe that's the point of the social media. That might have been the point of just, she doesn't have real friends. She tries to get them online. You know what I mean? Like with the videos and the following and everything. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Anyway, it's a good movie.
I think this film made a lot of points, too, just about social things. I feel like, especially, there's a scene where they're doing an active shooter drill. And all these kids are just like, you know, they're ignoring it. Because I think that was kind of a commentary on our world today. It's something they have to do, and you know, I mean, how many tornado drills or
we had tornado drills, fire drills.
Like, I mean, how do you remember? I remember just not being into them. Even now, when we do fire drills at work, everyone just kind of sits around like, "Can we have to?"
I remember at work where the fire alarm would actually go off, and no one.
Every once in a while, I guess they test it, or there's some malfunction will go off, and we just all sit at our desks like, do we have to?
Right. I believe we're busy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I just think it's just an interesting take on that because it is sadly part of our lives now. And kids are growing up doing these. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thought it was interesting.
Anyway. All right. Well, eighth grade opens Friday, August 3rd, nationwide. I recommend it.
I definitely recommend it. A lot of great cast members in this. It's just a nice little film, so definitely go and check it out. So, and tell us what you think about it. We're on Facebook, Twitter, A Gal and A Gay. Also have our website, agalandagaypodcast.com, so you can tell us what you think about it, or email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. So, yeah.
All right, until next time, guys.
Okay, bye.